Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a bill passed in the Senate, 50 to 49, increasing the debt limit by $2.5 trillion. It may get us through this coming year, $2.5 trillion. What happened was the Republican Party with Moscow Mitch went through this convoluted thing. They wanted to be able to say to the voters in ads that the Democrats increased the debt limit. You'll remember that at one point there was no debt limit at all. People assume very reasonably if the Congress votes, say, $100 billion expenditure, then when they issue securities to pay for that, they are going to honor those securities when they come due, and they're going to pay interest. The Republicans insisted on two votes, spending the money and then paying the credit card bill. When it comes to the credit card bill, they oppose it, and then the Democrats have to do it. This is what's going on. So what Schumer and Moscow Mitch negotiated was that there would be an agreement by the Republicans, essentially, that they wouldn't filibuster it if the Democrats did it. That passed with 14 Republican votes, so it was 64 to whatever the remainder were. Not all of them voted. But now when it came up, 50 to 49, all Democrats voted for it, all but one Republican. That one abstained, so it would be 50-49. And you're going to see ads saying the Democrats added $2.5 trillion to the national debt. Well, you want some responses to that if you're talking to Republicans. Trump put on $7 trillion on the national debt, and this pays off about a third of Trump's debt, okay? But this is rolling. It goes forward. We have got to do a couple of things. One of them is if Congress passes a spending bill, they have to agree to pay the Treasury bills that they issue to pay for it, And this business of saying the Democrats raise it, the fact is that the Republicans added $7 trillion in debt, about a quarter of our national debt, more than that, a quarter of it going from George Washington to the president under Donald Trump. So these clowns then all vote against it, and they can say, well, I voted against it after I voted for it, and they think they're going to get reelected. Maybe in Alabama, they're not going to get reelected here. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, I would say some good news in the political arena, I think. In fact, I think it's tremendous news, and it's happening slowly, but it's growing. The January 6th Commission is now taking front page news. It's on the national news. It's on, you know, internet all over. And Mark Meadows is squirming like a cat on a tin roof. He's got to make some decisions, and maybe he'll end up in jail. But the good stuff is it's all coming to light, because not only are they naming him and Trump and all these other people, Fox is dragged into it. How Fox misled people when they knew they were misleading them the wrong way. This is something I think we all hope for a long time. And I think it might be our Christmas present. They've got enough rope, and now they're hanging themselves. And if you don't think there's chaos in the Republican Party, you got to be kidding me. Half of them don't want Trump back. The other half do. That's chaos with a capital C, or if you spell it wrong, with a capital K. But I'm just saying that. And then one last thing to all your listeners. You know, it's a Christmas season. If you've got the ability to give somebody help, you know, buy them a lunch, buy them a dinner, buy them a cup of coffee. But if you need help, reach out. It's there. We have a wonderful community, wonderful area, southeastern Wisconsin, a lot of generous people. I'm involved in a food drive, and you can't believe how much food goes out to people. So anyhow, with the holidays coming up, you know, Merry Christmas, and I think we're being helped. Might be help from above. I don't know, but that January 6th commission, they can't run from that anymore. So thanks, and have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too. And you're doing great work out in the Oconomowoc, Bill. Really appreciate that upbeat message. Yeah, and as far as the January 6th commission, suddenly Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Brian Kilmeade, they're all going, please, for the love of God, stop this insurrection. And it's destroying our legacy, you know, our legacy. They're supposed to be a news organization. They're talking about Trump's legacy. Somebody else says somebody's going to be killed. But then a Republican comes through, member of Congress, not disclosed yet, saying, apologizing, saying, we tried to stop the vote in the six states. I'm sorry we failed. Pathetic. You know, you raise an interesting point. The Republican Party, half of them don't want Trump and half do, and they're fighting. Here's my word to Republicans listening to this. I don't care which side of that you're on. You are drifting to being a party of sedition, of treason, and of fascism. And you started out as Abraham Lincoln's party. It was founded before Lincoln became president in Ripon, Wisconsin in the 1850s. And it was a great party for a long time. If you become the party of fascism and treason, you will burn out in history and seen as a disgusting institution. It's as simple as that. You can disagree with everybody on taxes and a lot of stuff, and you should. You should. But if you don't follow Liz Cheney's example, as opposed to Trump's example, you are drifting to being a party of sedition, treason, and fascism. And I can't say it any more bluntly. Any more bluntly. Okay, well, here's the thing. One good piece of news, I mean, I'll throw this out. Federal judge just threw out Donald Trump's lawsuit to block the release of his taxes from Congress. But here's the problem. That's going back almost 3 years now. Chairman Neal, the House Ways and Means Committee, subpoenaed the IRS to give him Trump's tax returns. And Trump stepped in to block it, and he's done it for 2.5 years. There is a statute. There is a statute that says that Congress can have access to and subpoena the tax returns of anybody in this country. It doesn't say just the president, for their purposes. Why is that? Because they can look at, say, the tax returns of Elon Musk, Gates, Bezos, and these people, and decide, okay, not because they think that they committed tax fraud, although they, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I doubt that they did. But are deductions that they're taking examples of deductions we should eliminate? How is the Ways and Means Committee, which is the taxing authority, going to deal with this? With Trump, I'm going to tell you what Trump is up to and why they want to see it. Trump gets a lot of foreign money. Why do you think Trump is servile to Putin? Just because of this Steele video, which I believe existed and still exists in Russia, where a sex video of truly perverted sex. Yeah, that's part of it, because he is so servile to Putin. If he gets back in, Ukraine's going to get invaded. NATO's going to get broken up. Trump will withdraw from NATO. But if he shows income from LLCs that they trace back to St. Petersburg and Moscow, that shows that our president was on the take. He is on the take. His own son, Eric Trump, told the journalist that they get their money from Russia because they cheated so many New York banks. They finally decided not to give him any more money. He is on the take. And Mueller never got to that deliberately. Mueller's a Republican. He took a dive, in my opinion. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. The Earl Ingram Show. Great show, Earl Ingram Show. Good evening programming, good weekend programming with Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.